Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
Well, first of all, you have to understand, when you think you are the intellectual leader of the free world, and you find yourself struggling to pass Michelle Bachmann in a poll in Iowa, it is unsettling. I understand that the poor man isn't getting his due. But what was particularly extraordinary was he was talking about a period when he was in charge, not me. You know, the run-up to this crisis, the crisis began to bubble over in 2007 and 2008. The Republicans controlled the Congress from 1995 through 2006. Newt was himself Speaker for 4 years, did nothing about the problems he accuses me and Chris of causing. And then it was Tom DeLay. So apparently, I'm regretful, Chris, apparently I had some secret influence over the Republican leadership that I never knew about, because if I had, I would have told them not to impeach President Clinton. I would have told them not to go to war in Iraq. I would have told DeLay not to go on the dance show. I mean, there are a lot of things I would have done.
That is Congressman Barney Frank, who sadly has announced his plans to retire and not run for re-election, which reduces the intelligent comedy value of the House of Representatives by quite a bit. And this is unfortunate news that he would be retiring, but I'm going to be spending the next year paying a lot more attention to the things that he say. This is Barney Frank responding to accusations from both GOP presidential candidates and Republican lawmakers in the House and the Senate. Something you've heard them say for years and years and years now is that Fannie and Freddie Representative Barney Frank, of course, having as the chairman of the Finance Committee, having a lot of ties to Fannie and Freddie and their policy and what they do. But the original claim, which is now they're trying to pin just on Barney Frank himself, the original claim is that Fannie and Freddie Mac caused the financial crisis. Fannie and Freddie Mac were the, in addition to the Clinton administration and Republican House and Senate backed CRA, which was a housing a push to get more families in houses, basically a push to get banks to lend a little easier, if you will. Republicans like to say the CRA and Fannie and Freddie getting into the subprime credit swapping money making machine they had just made legal somehow caused the financial crisis. And this ties me back to something that I read that I wanted to highlight as, again, as we wrap up the year, a great post by Roosevelt Institute senior fellow and economist Jeff Madrick, writing at the New Deal 2.0 website, basically just saying, and that's newdeal2.0.org if you'd like to check it out. He's running through the top 10 worst economic ideas of 2011. And he includes in this argument from Republicans that Fannie and Freddie did it. Fannie and Freddie caused the financial crisis. Nothing they did could have caused it. Nothing they did with doing away with regulations on the financial industry that actually made the credit swapping that caused the crisis possible in the first place. That wasn't what caused it, of course. It was Fannie and Freddie, a government-sponsored enterprise that had gotten into this subprime lending scandal, and that's what caused the crisis. Never do they point out that Fannie, between 2003 and 2006, 2003 and 2006 is when most people feel the most subprime lending was going on that led to the crisis that technically started in about 2006 itself, but we didn't start to see signs until 2007, the final few years of the Bush years and the Republican supermajority. In 2006, they, of course, lost their supermajority to the Democrats, and Democrats did everything they could against a Republican working majority, i.e. the Republicans had just enough people to make sure that just nothing happened. They couldn't get legislation of their own through, but they could foil the works enough that nothing the Democrats wanted to get through, even with their meager majority, would not pass. So the Republicans stymied all reform that could have happened in 2006 to stave off, as much as we could have at that point, the financial crisis. So this is, it's a double whammy from these morons. Not only are they trying to say that they had nothing to do with the financial crisis itself, their deregulation didn't cause it. They're opening the doors wide and ignoring all of the activities of the financial industry and these big banks we ended up having to bail out. None of that caused this. None of their lack of oversight and opposition to, entirely and always, opposition to oversight in the, over the financial industry. None of that is why the crisis happened. It's because Fannie and Freddie Mac made some subprime lending loans themselves. Well, let's look at this a little bit. The North Carolina University went through all of the numbers. University of North Carolina, I'm sorry, went through all of the numbers available on the financial crisis with the help of several other organizations, including a Harvard housing policy research institution, and let's see who else was involved. Frank Partnoy, a famous, well-known author of books on the financial crisis and the housing market itself. They teamed up and they went through all of the data. And what they came up with was a pretty good breakdown, including some very cool charts. And what it shows us is that the Republicans, again, reminding you that they're out there saying Fannie and Freddie caused the crisis. And Barney Frank, he's the worst offender. He's always defended Fannie and Freddie. And his committee has always stuck up for him as well. But here are the facts. Here are the actual facts that Republicans don't care about, but that I want people to know. Between 2003 and 2006, Fannie and Freddie was actually cutting back all of their activities, cutting back every activity. There's a reason. The way Fannie and Freddie is structured, it was mandated by the very structure of the of the entity itself that they would cut back at certain times. In 2003 to 2006, when most of the banks were really just getting full stride in their subprime lending and credit swapping of toxic loans that led to the meltdown of our entire financial industry, the core of our economy in 2007, while they were just getting into their stride on that, Fannie and Freddie were actually cutting back. They became big buyers when the damage was already done. So 2003 to 2006, Fannie and Freddie, two things to realize here. According to this University of North Carolina research project, 84% of the toxic loans and default assets that were swapped in the newly legalized credit swapping scheme, legalized again by George Bush and the Republican House and the Senate in the early 2000s, the 84% of those loans that led to the financial meltdown were made by private entities. It's called the private lane. And 84% of them were in the private lane. So even if we say the remaining 16% of those loans were all made by Fannie and Freddie, it's still quite a stretch to say they caused the financial crisis. But it gets better. Not even the remaining 16% of the loans were made by Fannie and Freddie. In fact, what they found is about 3% of the loans that led eventually to the financial meltdown were made by government-sponsored enterprises like Fannie and Freddie. That's it. There's no debate. These are what the numbers say. Republicans want you to think it's Fannie and Freddie because they don't want you to think that their ideas suck. But they do. Their ideas led to an entire near collapse of our economy. Their ideas led to a financial industry that, as they like to say, will for sure happen in an unfettered free market, a financial industry that obviously had no intentions of self-checking. In fact, these guys weren't even balancing their checkbooks. And the Republicans made it legal. And to hear them now stand up in front of Americans, elected officials standing up in front of Americans, candidates standing up in front of Americans, governors of states, state legislators, anyone with an R in front of their name, has at least hinted at, if not directly implied, that Fannie and Freddie were responsible for the financial crisis. And it's one of the biggest lies of the year out there. Now, again, back to the top 10 worst economic ideas of the year. Jeff Madrick puts it at number three. No, he puts it at number four. I would actually put it at number one. He has at number one Regressive tax policy. He talks about Herman Cain and Gingrich's tax plans and why anyone would think they're a good idea that can do a little simple math. He puts austerity at number two. Export growth models as sustainable. He claims they're unsustainable at number three. Fannie and Freddie at four, and cutting Social Security benefits a priority at number five. I would have stuck with this Fannie and Freddie one as number one. This is one of the worst ways to understand economic policy is by listening to Republicans, specifically when they talk about Fannie and Freddie and when they talk about the financial crisis at large. These guys know better. They know they're lying. They know they're making shit up. But they can't help themselves because why? The facts make them look so bad. Because what the facts say are that rampant deregulation for the largest campaign donors going is a horrible idea. In fact, it almost brought our economy to a complete halt, and it cost us billions of dollars to dig our way out of. Republicans want to sit on both sides of that one. They want to pretend that this happened because of something that big government did, and they want to pretend that we didn't dig our way out of it with big government. But on both sides, they're lying, and they know they're lying. The problem with this country isn't the polarization that you hear about. No labels and these third way organizations I was talking about, how if we just got along more, if there was just more bipartisanship in this country, we'd get more things done and things would be better. Bullshit. What's wrong with this country right now? And I'll be fair. It's been the Democrats before. But what's wrong with this country right now are Republicans, and Republicans that are willing to get on TV unchallenged by most media sources and lie about things that are actual facts. It's a horrible situation to be in, and luckily there are some things that take care of this. Elections, for one. 2010 probably going to prove to be a blip on the radar of Republican success, and 2012 back to just like 2008 and 2006 being a little gut check for them that, you know what, people actually want you to tell the truth, not just win elections. These guys, they just can't help themselves, and that's batshit crazy. I'm Jason Williams, and I will see you guys next week.